take you to every party, 'cause I remember how much you loved to dance. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Anita Savage. Australians in Lebanon are being urged to leave now amid fears of a broader regional war in the Middle East. Lebanon says at least 492 people have been killed in the latest Israeli airstrikes. More than 1,600 have been injured. It's the deadliest day of conflict across Israel's northern border since 2006. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it's fired dozens of rockets at Israeli military posts. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Lebanese civilians to move away from locations used by Hezbollah.
I have a message for the people of Lebanon. Israel's war is not with you. It's with Hezbollah. For too long, Hezbollah has been using you as human shields. It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage. Those rockets and missiles are aimed directly at our cities, directly at our citizens. To defend our people against Hezbollah strikes, we must take out those weapons.
Australia is leading a push for greater international protections for aid workers in war zones. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has made the announcement after meetings at the United Nations in New York. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
The International Red Cross, the UN, Switzerland, Jordan, the United Kingdom and other nations formed a ministerial group dedicated to the protection of aid workers in conflict zones. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says recent calls for compliance with international humanitarian laws are being ignored.
This group of ministers and governments represented have determined to pursue a new declaration on the protection of humanitarian personnel, which we will prepare and develop over coming months.
The family of Australian aid worker Zomi Francom, who was killed in an Israeli drone strike in Gaza, has backed the new UN declaration. Noah Seckham, Canberra.
Police are trying to determine why two men met on a busy street in Sydney's inner west last night, moments before one of them was fatally stabbed. Jefferson Shaw reports from Marrickville.
Bunches of white flowers have been laid outside a restaurant on busy Marrickville Road in Marrickville, the site of last night's fatal stabbing. Paramedics were called to the scene at around 7:40, where they found a 32-year-old man with stab wounds. He couldn't be saved. Police say moments before, the victim had been dining with others in a nearby restaurant. Detectives are now studying CCTV. Acting Superintendent Ben Kennis says the attack was targeted.
It was clear that they did know each other.
He says they're working to identify the offender and are investigating any links to organised crime. In Marrickville, Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The New South Wales Health Minister is pleading with the Nurses and Midwives Association to return to the negotiating table. Thousands of nurses are striking for 24 hours as they push for a 15% pay rise. Ryan Park says he's disappointed an interim increase of 3% wasn't accepted.
We would have preferred not to have the strike action today because we are concerned it is going to have an impact on the health and wellbeing of many, many patients right across our health system in New South Wales.
A man's been killed in a crash in Sydney's inner west. A truck and car collided on Liverpool Road in Ashfield during the morning peak hour. The 61-year-old truck driver died at the scene. Australians are being warned not to expect interest rate relief any time before the end of the year, with experts warning a rate cut is not in the minds of the Reserve Bank Board. Callum Sayer reports.
Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock says Australian families should not expect a rate cut this year, despite the Federal Reserve in the US cutting interest rates by 0.5 percentage points. The move will be closely watched by the federal government, with the latest polling out yesterday suggesting Labor would struggle to form a majority government given the continued rising cost of living. The RBA is expected to keep the cash rate on hold at 4.35%. But it has not stopped the big four banks guessing when a rate cut will happen, with the Commonwealth Bank predicting a rate cut this year. The interest rate decision will be handed down later this afternoon.
Hope weather.
Cloudy, increasing winds northeasterly 15 to 20 kilometres an hour. It's 22 degrees right across the city. Tomorrow, a top of 31 degrees before showers developing. Thursday, rain and 20. Friday, showers with a top of just 19 degrees. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Sydney's Hope.
1032. Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them, support them. Visit vom.com.au.
At Storm International, we clean with integrity, trust, and service that shines. As a proud Christian cleaning company, we're committed to giving schools, aged care facilities, and businesses a pristine clean every time. Call 1300 361 325 for a free initial deep clean and free sanitary services for the life of your contract. Storm International, keeping your spaces clean and tidy because every corner deserves a little grace. Visit storminternational.com.au. Station sponsor.
Leaving Sydney, good run on the M1 northbound up to the Central Coast. Enfield, lights are blacked out, Coronation Parade and Plymouth Street also in the city, Castlereagh Street and Hunter Street. Come see the team at 4KRV Campbelltown and ask them about the Australian-made Avita Motorhomes on offer. For quality Avita Motorhomes, visit avitarv.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Ian. That's the latest Sydney Travel and Hope, 1032.
Life and Hope, 1032.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. Yes, a new voice on Hope 103.2. I'm also a new Christian, and something that really helped me as I began reading the Gospels was a TV show called The Chosen. Well, over the weekend at ChosenCon, series creator Dallas Jenkins revealed some huge news. I'll let you know more next. Right now, Cyril and Dean Lewis on Hope 103.2.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
The weight of the world. world is getting heavier now. Feels like it's far too much to carry around. And each and every little time that you fall starts looking like the end of it all. Somewhere hidden in the noise there's a truth. Someone to believe and hang on to. And each and every little word that you hear, I pray that one thing would be so clear. With all those voices in your head, just don't ever forget that God's still good and he's still got it all in control. Oh, come on and keep on hoping. About to break, and all the innocence you thought that you lost was there inside of you all along. Come on and keep on hoping when the days get dark. Keep on singing, don't you ever lose heart. Lift your eyes, the one who gave you life will give you strength to keep on going. So keep on hoping. Come on and keep on hoping. You gotta keep on hoping.
Riley Clemens, Hope 103.2. While appearing at the ClassicCon fan convention in Orlando last week, the Chosen series creator Dallas Jenkins announced multiple new projects to be set within the same world. There's a series following the lives of Moses and another looking at Joseph, as they say. But wait, there's more, because there's also the Chosen Adventures animated series, which follows an inquisitive 9-year-old in Capernaum with tons of questions that her and best friend Joshua ask Jesus when they meet him around 30 AD. Now, on top of more seasons of The Chosen being confirmed, thank goodness, we can expect at least up to 7. The most unusual thing? There's going to be a Bear Grylls adventure show as well with the cast of The Chosen. This is Human Nature on Hope 103.2. Good afternoon.
Ooh, how can I go on when I know I gave it all? Have I given too much? Oh. Something inside your heart is pushing me aside, and it seems so undue, baby, but it's so hard on me.
Yeah. searching for answers. They're all so hard to find, 'cause I'm still loving you, baby. Oh, why you still loving me? Oh, 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 baby, don't you turn close the door. Is it you don't love me anymore? Tell me, baby, where did we go wrong? How did we lose a love so strong? What can I say to make things right? Baby, hold on, don't leave tonight. There's no reason why this part of us should die. Don't say goodbye, don't leave me now. Oh Lord, don't bring me down, 'cause I'm not that strong. I need love to carry on. Tell me, baby, where did we go wrong? How did we lose a love so strong? What can I say to make things right? Baby, hold on, don't leave, don't leave tonight. There's no reason why, there's no reason why. Don't say goodbye. Where did we go wrong? How did we lose the love so strong? How did we lose the love so strong? What can I say to make things right? Baby, hold on, don't leave.
Speaking hope into your lives.
Wouldn't it be great if there was an answer? A quench for the heart, a cure for cancer. Holding us close like a tiny dancer, with plenty of love for everyone. Wouldn't it be cool if we had a direct line straight to the top? We could call any time, whatever the reason or inclination, with no hesitation. If only there was somebody watching over us. Was a love unconditional. Maybe our condition wasn't so critical. That's the politicians, they're so political. They don't wear miracles, but he does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way, he does. He is, he was. What if he was true? Knows you more than you. He does, he does, he does. There ain't no one love me like Jesus. Found me in the night, brought me to the light. I'm not who I was, no one loves me like he does. He does, he does, he does. Oh, by the way.
Brendan Heath, Hope 103.2. Looking to the text line, Tim from Penrith has said he can't wait for the next season of The Chosen and also love the podcast with Laura and Ben following The Chosen. You can find that on our Hope 103.2 website. Gina in Maroubra reckons her grandkids are just going to love The Chosen Adventures animated series.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope. Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of fun for little ones. With stacks of interactive play zones like the ball pool, play kitchen, pamper parlour, fire truck and farm. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. It's a world full of family fun for everyone. Come for a play or book a party at station sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe, Carlingford Court and Penrith Westfield, or littleamigos.com. Hope
103.2.
My mother was a sunshine soldier. Every day was a dream come true. She said that we were blessed by the breath deep inside us. She could make the colors in the sky turn blue. She said, honey, what you gonna do today? You're second guessing every single move you make. You're definitely gonna have some very hard days, but I'll be right here for you. And she said, before I go, there is one thing you should know. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. 'Cause in the end, the love we taste got nothing on the love we make. So give love. So give love. So give love. She said you're gonna be a light in a cold world. You got extra love pumping up in your veins. To my people feeling down, to my people feeling empty. I got so much of this love, I gotta give it away. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. 'Cause in the end, the love we taste got nothing on the love we make. So give love.
Yeah.
Give love.
And you know I got you. Yeah. Yeah. Put the song with Pete. It's so elementary. It's that 1 + 1 = 2. You sprinkle love that equal 3. Maybe that's the remedy. Blind man, he can even see. If you wanna cook it up, well then I know the recipe. It's that L-O-V-E. I know you see me. Down the avenue, they hate them throwing a piece. That my own reply. You know I don't even try. Yeah, I give that love, I give that love. I know the reason why. Whoa.
I give love to all of my people. All of my people need love. I give some. I give love to all of my people.
Hope 103.2.
kiss the sun at night. Hopeless dreamers, hopeless times. Shedding skin, you show your beauty scars. Don't forget me or who you are. You know this don't.
People out there, people out there, let go of your cares. There you got in a lot, hallelujah. This is what we came for. Oh, leave all your worries behind. We know the future is burning bright. This is the
Lauren Daigle, Hope 103.2. Good afternoon. Looking for a top of 23 today. We're expecting some cloud tomorrow, but it's going to be somewhat warmer. So if you do walk your dog in the morning, you might want to get out a little bit earlier. I know our dog Georgie doesn't like it anywhere over 20.
Hey, I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Vaya Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Are you looking for a church to call home in Sydney's southwest? Station sponsor Inspire Church wants to welcome you with open arms. It's a vibrant, Christ-centered church with spirit-filled worship and preaching from the life-changing gospel. Families will find a welcoming atmosphere at Inspire with an exceptional Bible-based kids program and a cafe for food, coffee, and fellowship. For more information, visit inspirechurch.com.
It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight. It's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
Paramedic Matthew O'Reilly was first to many serious medical incidents where he met fatally injured people in their last minutes of life. These people asked him a blunt question: am I going to die? When he said they would, he observed three types of responses. One was the need for remembrance. People needed to feel that they would live on in some way. The second was to know that their life had meaning. People didn't want to have wasted their life on meaningless tasks. The third was a need for forgiveness. Whether you call it sin or having regrets, he said, the guilt is universal. The good news is that these three deep human longings all find their fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Jesus offers eternal life, connection with a deeper purpose, and forgiveness from our past. This is Rob Martin with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. 'Cause sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me. There's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me. Sometimes I wanna give up, wanna give in. I wanna quit the fight. And then I see you, baby, and everything's alright. What a touch of your hand can do. It's like nothing that I ever knew.
smile, smile at me.
The positive vibes that everyone gives, and doesn't matter when.
Hope 103.2.
You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. 5 days on the freeway, riding shotgun with you. Yeah. Two hearts in the fast lane, we had big dreams in blue. Yeah. Playing sweet child of mine, and I still feel that line. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long ago, my love. You're just like my favorite song going round, round my head. Like
like my favorite song going round and round my head. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. You got me believing, one day you gotta come through. Lost in these city lights, cause I can't sleep tonight. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long ago, my love. Where did we go wrong? Too late to turn around. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hey, it's been too long. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head. You're just like my favorite song going round and round my head. Like my favorite song going round and round my head.
Lost Frequencies on Hope 103.2. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, check out Powerfest 2024, beginning Thursday evening and continuing through to Sunday afternoon. There are programs for children, teens, powerful messages, teachings, music, and interactive sessions. In fact, they'll be taking a special look at Matthew 6.10 and Daniel 2.44. More info, head over to the community notice board on hope1032.com.au. Hope 103.2 News up next.
Hope 103.2.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
Hope 103.2.
You bring me to my knees. You bring me to my knees.
serve you.
Hope
1032.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care.
She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we've got.
I'm not the only one.
the dark of night. Those small hours, uncertain and anxious, I'm to call you. Rooms full of strangers, some call me friend, but I wish you were so close to me. In the dark of night, those small hours, I drift away when I'm with you. Here comes the clown. His face is a wall. No window, no air at all. In the dark of night, his face is there, haunt me. But I wish you were so close to me. In the dark of night, by my side. In the dark of night, by my side. I wish you were, I wish you were. In the dark of night, his face is there haunt me. But I wish you were so close to me. Yes, I wish you were by my side.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim. Thousands of nurses and midwives have abandoned wards and are marching in Sydney CBD demanding better pay. Dani Geddes reports.
With the healthcare system teetering on the brink, those who keep it running are making their voices heard. A wave of scrubs has flooded Hyde Park. Calls for a 15% one-year pay rise echoing throughout the city, while Premier Chris Minns stands firm, refusing to meet the demand.
Honestly, I don't have a solution today.
Hundreds of elective surgeries have ground to a halt as wards run short. The public is being urged to reserve the emergency department for emergencies only as the pay dispute heats up. At Hyde Park, Dani Geddes.
The Prime Minister has shut down calls from the Greens to override the cash rates set by the Reserve Bank. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
The Federal Greens Party says it won't vote for Labor's reforms to the RBA unless the government forces the cash rate down to ease cost of living pressures. Although the government has the power to intervene, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Reserve Bank must be independent of the federal government.
What we need in this country is serious policies that take us forward, not just populist rhetoric, which is what we see from the Greens and from the Coalition.
The RBA will announce the cash rate this afternoon, with many economists predicting it will remain on hold at 4.35%. Noah Sackham, Canberra.
Police say they're still working to identify the person who fatally stabbed a man on a busy street in Sydney's inner suburbs. A 32-year-old man who is known to police was pronounced dead at the scene after being found injured on a footpath outside a restaurant in Marrickville last night. Acting Superintendent Ben Kenneth says they believe the men are known to each other and it appears to have been a targeted attack.
We believe at this point that the two people met and the attack was somewhat targeted. It was not random in nature.
Police have charged four teenagers over a high-speed